Pennsylvania is poised to become the 24th state to legalize medical marijuana, this after a bill cleared the state house last week. As WHYY's Todd Bookman reports, the measure would be the first in the nation to allow doctors to recommend the drug for patients with autism.
The medical marijuana plan moving through Harrisburg would let patients with conditions including cancer, Crohn's disease, or glaucoma use pot to alleviate symptoms with a doctor's okay. And though it wasn't in the original version of the bill, autism is also now one of the dozen or so qualifying conditions.
Some people have called me and asked me and said, why are you recommending this for autism? We're not recommending anything for anything. That's up to doctors to decide.
This is Representative Russ Diamond, a Republican from Lebanon County, who sponsored the autism amendment.
I thought it was important to include that option for those doctors if they see fit.
Diamond says he's heard from constituents about the benefits of using marijuana to treat both children and adults on the autism spectrum. But while there's anecdotal evidence, some opponents of the move point to a lack of scientific proof of pot's benefits, not just in people with autism, but for most conditions. While there have been some studies, federal restrictions are still in place, limiting the research opportunities. That's why Becky Stansky with the Marijuana Policy Project, a national advocacy group, says the Pennsylvania law could help shine more light on the drug's potential benefits.
It will open up to collecting more data on the effects of it. And I think that it will create more opportunities for us to learn more about how medical marijuana can help autistic patients.
The bill still needs the approval of the Senate, which greenlighted an earlier version of the legislation. Governor Tom Wolf says he would sign the measure into law. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.